Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. What's good, man? PSA motherfucking radio. We back again. As always, we are here. I'm here joined with my bro, my partner in this shit, Three Letterman Dre. What is good, my G? Yo. Dre. Is Dre here?
Yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's good, my G?
Shit, we out here, man. What's poppin'?
We killing this shit right now, bro. Not too much. Go check out Mr. Mills' interview is up right now. Of course. Go check it out and support. Shotgun Shug interview as well is out right now. Moving. You already know what the fuck this is, man. Killing it out here, bro. Killing it out here. Man, so we got Chilla Jones coming on the show today. Gonna talk about everything coming up, what he has going
Arcane
on.
Arcane Battle.
He battled it.
You know what I'm saying?
He battled at World Domination. That's right.
It's
crazy. We're gonna get all the info from Chilla, man. You guys already know what the fuck this is.
Chilla, come on, man. It's only 12:30, bro. Come on now. Come on now.
Let's go, Chilla. Come on, man. Chilla knows we're not playing like that. He gets it. Hey, man, you see the subscribers, though?
Oh, yeah, I seen that. had a great talk with Kristen Byers Review. Shout out to Kristen Byers Review. He fucks with us heavy.
Yeah.
Showed a little love this morning and shit. Probably going to jump on us a lot, you know, a couple times once a month maybe. Big shit going on, you know what I mean? Trying to show media unity, you know?
To an extent, but I feel you.
To an extent. It is
definitely,
what it is.
Definitely, you know, Chris is dope, was up here already. We did the Born Legacy day one, right?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah, Born Legacy, the recap of it, Battler's not showing up, so on and so forth. Everybody knows this story already. We don't have to delve into that too much, but yeah, man, salute to Chris. And for coming on the show, looking forward to having dude on the show for sure. It's crazy out here. Dre, have you gotten a chance to watch that Pat Stay and Sirius Jones battle again at all?
Nah, I didn't get to watch it again. Nah, you watch it again?
I watched it again, bro.
Okay.
I watched it again.
Jones got it, man.
Come on.
Yeah, Jones got that.
And
that's just
keeping
it real.
You were right. Pat. That first round, bro. Like,
fire.
If Pat's coming with this, the whole battle, bro.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It is a problem. I don't know, Dre, before Chilla comes on, should we do a recap of this battle or what you want to do? Or did we already do it? We did the day one, didn't we?
Yeah, Chilla's calling right now. He just texted me. So look out for 617 number.
All right, cool. I'm going to let you set this one off, Dre.
Yo, Timbo.
Yo.
Timbo, 929-477-3071, right?
3170.
I gave this nigga. I don't know off the top of my head, so I had to say he called early, but no answer. Say he called early,
30,
but no
yeah,
answer. So.
3170, yeah, he probably called the wrong number.
Yeah. Should be calling up now and shit.
All right.
Come on, Chilla. Let's go, B. We do this shit for the love, you know what I'm saying? But come on.
It'll be good to talk to Chilla, man. He's always dope. Friend of the show, too.
Of course. Yep.
Had some classics lately, too, man.
Yep.
We've had some classics.
You see him anywhere, 617 number, Timbo?
Nah, bro.
Yo.
477-3170. that's the number.
Oh, Charlie, what the fuck, yo? I just texted him the number again. I gave it to him on DM. He said he had it, so.
477-3170?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I texted his cell phone again. There you go, man.
I've been chilling. Chilla's on that smack time right now, bro.
Huh?
Chilla's on that smack time right now.
I mean, bro. Jesus, bro. Uh-huh. Let's see.
929-477-3170. That's correct.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah, you're man.
Cutting time here, bro. Come on.
Yeah, bro. You want to call this fool on three-way? You want to call him on three-way?
I'll text him right now. Let me see. All right, so let me check it out. I'm going to text him right now. Go on, chill out. All right, just text him right now. We'll see what he says. Just text him. Oh, we got a couple bombs about to drop today, too. We got...
Talk about it.
Sharon dropping. I think we should drop a Head Ice on the world. What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, I'm with that.
Drop a Head Ice on the world. People don't know what hit him. Bro.
John.
Sugar's... You know what? It's so funny because we wanted to get the John John one out quick. I'm chopping the other John John one tonight. No bullshit. John John getting chopped and ready, chopped and screwed. So we get
Jumbo, can you call him on three-way? Jumbo, can you call him on three-way?
Yeah, let me try to call him. Just hold on the phone. All right, hold on.
Crazy.
Yo. Nope.
Oh.
Yo, no answer.
Bro. Yo. Are you serious?
Yeah, no answer. Yeah, I just start calling. Huh? All
right, hold on.
All Yo.
Yo. Call him right now on 3-way. Yeah. I told him you're calling him right now, bro. All
right.
Damn.
All right, hold on 1 second, all right? Hold on. Yo, we got the guest on right now, man. PSA Radio. Want to welcome one of the illest with the pen. One of the illest.
Talk
battle rapping and shit, man. It's crazy, bro. Chilla Jones, what's good, man?
What's good, man? What's going on with y'all, man? Glad y'all back in effect.
Man, you already know.
Oh, we appreciate
that,
Chilla, for real, my nigga. Appreciate the love, B. For real.
The game needs y'all, man. It's too many clowns out here.
Hey.
Oh, damn.
You know.
Okay. That's where you're going, Chilla Hill. Damn. Okay.
You know, I'm not talking about nobody specific, but
we appreciate that.
Speaking of how I feel.
I feel you, my G. My nigga, talk about your Arcane battle, my dude. We watch that on pay-per-view. You talk about that? Your response, how you felt?
We can talk about it. I feel great, man. You know, the crowd slept a little bit live, but I watched it twice on a pay-per-view, man. That's looking real good.
Yeah. Mm. Were you surprised at that crowd? Were you surprised how – because it wasn't just with your battle, man.
It was all the battles that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the exception of maybe I think they were good for Peanut and Shoddy. I think they were decent for Iron and Clips. But everybody else kind of got the dry treatment. But, I mean, myself, historically, if you go back and look at my previous battles, Canada's always like that for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just the way I rap. They're always like that for me. Even though I turned up the performance a little bit, I gave a lot more energy. The delivery was a lot better. They're always like that for me just because of, you know, the way I rap and my style. So I expected it. I don't think anybody else, like the people who are accustomed to, like Tez, they were dry for Tez, and I thought Tez's performance was fire.
Yeah.
They were dry for a couple other people who usually, you know, get very, very good reactions. Like I thought they were dry for Bonnie a little bit, and I thought Bonnie was cooking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you know, it is what it is. I expect that out of the Canada crowd, but I still fuck with them out there.
Yeah.
Does that bother you, Chilla? Does it bother you, like, you go to Canada, you already know when you're writing your rhymes already that the crowd might not be too loud. And as a battle MC, does that bother you when they're quiet? Because I know on URL, them niggas out there will throw tomatoes, batteries, all kind of shit at niggas.
Right.
Does it bother you at all?
Quiet doesn't bother me. Booing bothers me more than quiet. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I know how the Canada crowd is. I know what to expect out of the Canada crowd. So for me, it doesn't bother me at all. And specifically with this battle, like compared to Dialect and Bullets and Pass and all the other battles I've had out there, like those battles I tried to adjust. Those battles I tried to, like, joke more. I tried to, like, just be different in my material. So, like, to the people who are used to watching me on URL and other platforms, they watch those battles, they see how I change my material, and they see the crowd not really reacting to me, and it looks like I didn't try, or it looks like my material wasn't hitting. So I was like, you know what? I said, this time around, I'm going to just rap. I'm going to write my rounds like I'm standing on a URL stage, or like I'm standing on a Black Ice stage, or like I'm battling for a LA King of the Dot crowd. I'm going to just rap. I'm going to just give niggas bars. I'm going to give niggas schemes. I'm going to do what I usually do. And I'm going to say, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cater to Canada. I'm just going to rap, and I'm going to cater to the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think on the pay-per-view, like watching it at home, y'all saw the polls. It was 80-20. Even though it looks like he got more reaction live, when you look at the polls, it's overwhelmingly in my favor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I knew was going to happen anyway, so that's how I prepared my material.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You don't have to, like, really conform to one league. I got to ask you this question, though, Chilla. Going into this title match, did you see Roan getting it, and how did you score it in the building?
Going in, I predicted Caustic taking the W. Not because I don't think Roan is dope, not because I don't like I rock with Roan, you know what I'm saying? Like Roan is dope.
Right.
I had Caustic taking it off the strength that I felt like his bar for bar, I felt like he's better. I feel like pretty much anything that Roan could do, I felt like Caustic could do, and I felt like Caustic's humor was better because Caustic has that, like, disrespectful type humor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he'll call, you know what I'm saying? Like he'll call Arsenal a mooly, and, like, you know what I'm saying, he'll ruin your marriage if he can, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has that disrespectful type of air to him, which I felt like would be effective against Roan, because Roan has this image of, like, clean, fun, like, grandmother's favorite grandson, like, you know what I'm saying? They almost represent polar opposites, and I felt like Caustic's side of things would be more effective against Roan. In the building, I felt like Caustic won, even though I felt like Roan maybe had the crowd a little more. I felt like Caustic's material was dope. I felt like thinking about quotables in the battle, like there's only a few quotables I remember from the title match, but Caustic's, even in the most basic of matters, you can't trust Adams because they make up everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That whole angle, that whole shit is crazy. That's like the craziest shit I can remember from the title match. So I had Caustic winning 2-1 in the build, and I don't think it was clear, though. I could see it being debatable, but I was super surprised that all five judges had it unanimous. That was crazy. I don't know how they had it unanimous, because I didn't have Caustic clearly losing two rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Now,
who's next up?
Not sure.
Yo.
No, Tim was asking, who's next up?
Who's next up for that chain?
Next up for the chain? I mean, if I had to guess, it would be either... If I had to guess, it would be Sharone. If I had to pick who I think it should be or who deserves it, it would be Ice. I think Ice deserves a title shot if he wants it. But Ice and Roan is kind of a weird matchup.
Yeah.
So I think either Sharone or Pass makes more sense. But Ice, whenever he's ready, I feel like he's locked and loaded. He should get the shot whenever he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chilla, what's going on with you and URL, my nigga? What's going on with you and URL? Are y'all on good terms or what's going on?
Yeah. We on great terms. I should be on Born Legacy 4. We talking about a couple matchups. I'm going to do this. This is what I really want to do.
All right.
I want to do an open call out for Born Legacy 4.
URL has
brought a couple offers my way. You know what I'm saying? They've brought a couple names my way, like Orez, Nitty. Nitty, by the way, is no longer Writer's Block. He's Team Hami. And, on behalf of Writer's Block, we wish Nitty the best. But whether he's Writer's Block or not, me and Nitty were still planning on getting in the ring. But now I think it would be kind of cool to do it, if that's something he wants to do. But Red, Nitty, and a couple other offers have been made. But let's do this. I got an open call out.
Oh.
For Born Legacy 4, and the battle has to be judged.
Oh, shit.
This is what we're doing. So, if it's John, if it's Red, if it's Nitty, if it's Av, I don't give a flying fuck. Listen, let's do it. Let's make battle rap interesting. I don't care about a loss in this. I want to make shit interesting. I want to give niggas something to really be interested in and cheer for. This is what the game is fucking missing right now. I like to rap. Let's fucking rap. I don't care who's standing on the other side. I don't care if I get smoked. I want people to want to watch the fucking battle, and I want people to want to buy tickets and show up. So let's do it. John, Arsenal, Verb, I don't care. Av, Mikey, I don't give a flying fuck.
Damn.
Let's do
talk that shit.
When was the last time URL had a judge battle?
Nigga, they've never had a judge battle. Never.
Rex and Verb?
That was a judge
round. We ain't calling that. We're not calling that.
When was the last time they had a judged battle? Have they ever had
never.
Fully judged battle?
I don't think they've ever had a judged battle.
They've never had a judged battle, brothers.
The first ever judged battle. I don't know who else is on the Born Legacy 4 card or if any matchups have been set up, but look, headline or not, I don't care. I want to be the first judged battle on URL.
Jeez.
Who wants to do it?
Let's fucking go. I think I know John would do it.
John
would be down.
John would do it.
John is who I want the most. Let's not get twisted. John is who I want the most. So if John wants to do it, let's do it. But, you know, outside of that, if he's not interested, then whoever the fans want. We can do a poll. We can, you know, however URL wants to do it, we could do a poll. We can, you know, I can put it on my website. They can put it on their website. If you're an MC, I know Ladizay is interested because Ladizay wanted to smoke for a minute, and I heard he did well against Prep.
They say he did good against Prep.
I don't care who it is, to be honest. John, Chess, really, like, whoever y'all want, you know what I'm saying? So, at Timbo, 3 Letterman, at me, if you listening to this, and you a fan of URL, and you a fan of the culture, at the MCs, at Timbo, at 3 Letterman, at myself, and at the Battlers, you want to see versus Chilla Jones, Judge.
Okay.
On Born Legacy 4.
No one would do this, by the way. No other artist or MC is going to call up and do this. This is Chilla Jones doing this. Crazy.
Let's
call out our names.
Above all, I just want the game to get interesting again. That's all I want, man. Like, if I stand in front, it don't matter. If I stand in front of John or Verb or Arts and them niggas go crazy and them niggas smoke my boots, cool. Y'all got something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got something. Y'all can get on the radio and be like, "Yo, Chilla came on this show and did a call out and got smoked." You know what I'm saying? But it'll be something niggas would be interested in going into the battle. I don't care about the results. I'm gonna come with 3 fire rounds and I'm gonna come to smoke somebody's boots. If it don't happen that way, that's cool. I really don't care. I realize, like, y'all gotta understand. The crazy part about this is I'm a nigga that looks better on camera. I'm not a nigga that usually wins live.
You a camera dude.
I'm making this challenge.
But that's even better. That's even crazier that Chilla's offering, like, yo, let's do the judge in the room. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it should be it should be a nigga like Av or a nigga like, or somebody like Nitty or you know, somebody that's known for winning in the building or has the ability to win in the building. Should be the niggas making challenges like this. I'm a nigga that wins on camera, but most importantly, I want niggas to be interested in the battle. I want niggas to be like, yo, Chilla vs. John Judge is headlining Born Legacy 4. I'll pay $70 for that. I got to see that. I got to see what happens. I got to see what Chilla's planning or what John's planning. I want to see what niggas pull out the hat.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, at us, man. Hit us on Twitter. Let us know what y'all want to see in that ring.
Chilla, let me ask you a question to segue right quick, because your name's been brought up a lot of times with all this St. Louis thing going on. Do you regret?
Yeah.
Because Bourbon Hitman said they're offering you the biggest payday of your career. Do you regret not taking that offer, or are you good?
Nah, I'm good. I'm going to tell you why. One, it wasn't the biggest payday. It would have been the third biggest payday. So let's get that clear. It wasn't like they offered me a bag I never seen. The bag I got for Conceited was bigger than that. The bag for Conceited was the biggest bag I ever seen.
Shit.
Anybody on that card, if you ask anybody on that card what they got, it's 5 digits. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's about that. Yes, Ill Will, Big K, Arsenal, anybody. What they got, with the exception of Goods. I don't think Goods got 5 digits because he did one round. But ask anybody how much they got on that card. It was up there. So the bag I got offered for Verb was not the biggest payday. Would Verb have been the biggest name on my resume? No. I battled Diz. I battled Mask and Seated. There's other names up there with Verb. So it wasn't even it wasn't the biggest name. It wasn't the biggest payday. And would it have been on the biggest league or a part of the biggest event? No.
Right.
So, don't get me wrong. I appreciate Hitman for hitting me up. I got there's no love lost between, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel no type
of. Right, of course not.
Hitman or none of that. Like, or even Verb. Like, I talk a lot of shit to Verb and about Verb, but as y'all seen in the Rap Grid interview, I respect Verb to a million degree as somebody who put on for the Midwest, contributed to the movement, has given us classic battles, like, competitively, yeah, I hate his guts. But overall, the legend, I'm not going to sit here and debate whether or not he's a legend. He's fully a legend. But I don't regret it only because, one, the only way I may have regretted it is if the event actually happened. In the event, like, the event would have had to have happened. It would have had to have been a crazy event. The footage would have had to have come out crispy and clean. Like, there's a lot of things that would have to have happened to make me regret saying, damn, I should have took that bag and took Verb in St. Louis. And, you know, I feel crazy for not doing it. But I don't, because at the end of the day, if another league comes with a bag for me and Verb, if URL decides, yo, we want to do that on our platform, it's gonna be a better look.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a better look, and that's what I want. Yeah. At that, like, people aren't gonna give you the respect you deserve for matchups unless they are on certain platforms.
Yeah,
that's how the game is, unfortunately. And Chilla vs. Verb in St. Louis, no matter the outcome, holds more weight on URL. That's just the gist of it, man. So I know lot of people, Danger, Big K, there's a lot of people who have taken Verb on other platforms and have beaten Verb on other platforms, and nobody cares. Nobody cares that Big K beat Verb in Dallas. Nobody cares that Danger beat Verb one round in Maryland.
Right.
And those are my guys. Those are my niggas.
Right.
Nobody cares that they beat Verb on those platforms. It's got to happen on URL, so I don't regret it.
Chilla, what do you think? What do you think? I wanted to get your opinion on Big K. You know, I didn't hear you mention his name for the title. Is that because it's in Toronto and he can't get over? Okay,
that's the only reason why. But I also don't know if he's even interested, to be honest with you, because the stigma around the chain is that you can't battle who you want.
Yeah.
You have to battle who's in contention.
Yeah.
So like, if I had the chain, I'd really rock with Head Ice. I would never battle Ice. I've already battled Pass within the past year.
Yeah.
Sharon and Ilmac I want to battle regardless. Same with Thesaurus, and that's happening next month on a different league, 413.
Yeah,
me and Thesaurus, 413 battle league in Springfield next month.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the chain, it kind of confines you to certain people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Pat Stay couldn't battle a Sirius Jones or a Hollow to Dawn when he was the champ.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want the chain and they weren't in contention. So it didn't make sense to really do it. Now, what I think should happen is, even if you're the champ, I don't think every battle should be a title match. And that's where I think King of the Doc gets messed up. Because when you're the WWE champion, every match you do is not for the belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if King of the Dot either start doing title matches in L.A. or make it so that having the chain doesn't force you to put the chain on the line for every battle.
I think the only battle they didn't do that with was Pat and Cal when Pat was a champ. That's the only thing.
Right.
Every other
when
champion
in Boston,
that
has
had the chain, their battle has been for the chain. Every one of them. There's no, like, yo, take this battle off. Pat and Cal, I think that was probably just a special situation for that massacre event. You know, they're probably trying something different to get Pat out of the States. Do you see them doing a title match in L.A.?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay. I think they have to.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, Chilla, what's your take on your fellow brother, your fellow tag team partner, your fellow writer's block, D-Magic? What's your take on all this stuff going on?
Well, Magic actually has also left Writer's Block. Magic is not Writer's Block either. I know some people know it. I don't think everybody knows it. Magic is not Writer's Block anymore. But Magic is my.
But hold on, chill
out.
What's going on Writer's Block, my dude?
Yo,
what's going on with Writer's Block though? Why y'all formed a unit and y'all all battle each other? Which I thought was cool that even though y'all were a team, y'all still battled each other. Why everybody going in separate ways now?
I just think people are growing out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are just kind of growing out of it. You know, speaking for Magic, I think people are growing out of it. Nitty, like I said, Nitty I can't really speak on. I don't know. It definitely wasn't nothing personal, but I don't know his motives, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be a better question for Nitty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Nitty left or what made Nitty leave. But like I said, you know, on my behalf, I don't have no issue with Nitty. I don't have no problem with Nitty leaving or doing his own thing. I wish everybody the best in battle rap, regardless of the, you know what I'm saying, regardless of the situation. So, but you know, writer's block, you know, I recently had a meeting with Cannon and Danger, you know, and outside of Magic, us four with the original members. So, you know, we're having we're going to do a little bit of rebranding. You know, we're going to kind of talk to everybody and see where they stand, because like you said, you know, it's not a good look to have, you know, first Magic leaves and then Daylight is still Riders Block, but you know,
what about
Myers fan saying he's leaving?
What about Myers?
Myers is Riders Block.
Okay. Okay.
Myers is Riders Block. JC is Riders Block. But
okay.
But you know, I still want to talk to them on an official level, you know, as opposed to just like an everyday, you know, what's good with you, what you got coming up, what's good, let's hear rounds, blah, blah, blah. Like, I still want to chop it up with them and see where their mind is at, because, you know, obviously it's not happening enough if, you know, people are leaving. We need to have the conversation of, you know, where do you stand? How do you feel about the movement? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's something we definitely going to get done. I wanted to do it before the Arcane battle, but I had the Arcane battle. Magic had Av. Danger had Nicholas F. in Virginia. Nitty
everybody
had Ill Will. So, like, everybody, when they got battles coming up, like, outside of trying to hear people's rounds, I try not to disrupt what they got going on a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, now's the time where I'm going to reach out to everybody like JC and Danny and just see where they stand, man, because niggas got personal lives. Niggas have things going on. You know, if dudes feel like Riders Block is not the direction they want to go, you know, we're going to get that figured out. But y'all are going to see a rebranding process from Riders Block real, real soon, I promise you. And I can assure you that Danger, Cannon, and myself, at the very least, will continue on as Riders Block.
Word. Chilling, man. Yo, we needed all this info, bro. You know, it's always love when you come up here, friend of the show. Chilla Jones versus Saurus going down in October. Dates and
413
venues.
Battle League, Springfield, all of that will be announced soon. Date and venue announced soon, but it will be in Springfield. Definitely a battle that needed to happen. But salute to y'all, man. PSA Radio, like I said in the beginning, man, glad y'all back. The game needs y'all.
Appreciate
definitely.
You, bro. Always, friend of the show. We're going to get this out, man. Open call. Battlers on URL Born Legacy 4, man. We're going to get this shit out. Chilla changing the game here, bro. Salute for you coming up, man.
Let's go.
My man. Appreciate you.
Well,
all right.
Yes, sir.
Salute to Chilla coming on the show, man. We're going to wrap this up real quick. Shout out to Chilla, my bro, Dre, Three Letterman. Yo, we killing this shit, bro. You want to take us out or you want me to let this run? All right, shout out to Dre, Three Letterman. We have, man.